Hey, you're back. Welcome. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, number 196. I'm your host, Steve Webb. If this is your first time to join us, I'm glad you're here. Today we'll read Romans 4 and 5 from the New King James Version. Let's begin. Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness, just as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. He said, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin." Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of faith which our father had while still uncircumcised. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the purpose made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, "I have made you a father of many nations." In the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, "So shall your descendants be." And not being weak in the faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was also able to perform. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation. Therefore, Just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God, and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. Oh my goodness, I love Romans, but the richness, the depth, the detailed thoughts penned for us by Paul with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit makes it difficult, no, impossible, to synopsize easily on a podcast like this. So can we agree that what I'll do as we read through Romans is to just perhaps whet your appetite for a deeper study in Romans? I mean, I hope that the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible does that for every book that we read, but Romans is quite possibly the meatiest book in the entire Bible. To even begin a worthy study of Romans would take many, many hours, which this humble podcast is not all about. So, with that said, let's consider Abraham. He is referred to as father no less than 7 times in one way or another in chapter 4. Yes, Paul is speaking to the Roman Jews at this point, who considered Abraham to be the father of the Jewish people, but in a very real way, Abraham is our father too, spiritually speaking. In verse 11 of chapter 4, Paul says, "And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they be uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also." So if you are a believer, Abraham is your father, whether you're a Jew or Gentile. What is so important about Abraham? Well, many things, but in our context today, we see that Abraham is, in essence, the first person to be justified, which means made righteous in the sight of God, by faith. You see, the Jews had the belief that justification came through obedience to the law. Paul here explains that Abraham exemplifies the exact opposite. Justification comes through faith. And he uses scripture to make the point in quoting Genesis 15:6, which says, "Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Imagine it this way. When you use your credit card, the transaction is recorded by the credit card company as a debt. You owe them a payment as soon as the transaction takes place. You are in their debt. When you send the payment to them for that transaction, they then apply or account the payment and show the debt as paid. This is the language that we see in Genesis, and it's the language that Paul used. Abraham's faith was accounted to him for righteousness. He didn't earn righteousness, it was accounted to him because he believed in God. Period. And then Paul goes on to explain that this accounting took place before Abraham was circumcised. That's an important point because the Jews were relying on their circumcision and trying to exclude Gentiles from receiving justification. Paul explains that the circumcision was merely a sign of the promise that he had received from God even before the circumcision had taken place. And finally, Paul explains that the promise was not only for Abraham's sake that faith brought justification, but for all who believe in God the Father, who raised Jesus from the death he suffered because of our failure to live up to the requirements of the law. If we believe, our faith is accounted to us for righteousness. Our debt is paid not because we paid it. Our debt is paid because Jesus paid it. Hallelujah. What do you think? Agree? Disagree? Write to me with a comment or a question at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd like to share your comments on the show, and you can also comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Thank you for being here today. I truly am honored. Will I see you tomorrow? I hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.